Hello and welcome to Relationship Goals Question Mark. I am Amber Zachum and tonight I'm hosting alone. So unfortunately this wasn't the plan for today, nor was it going to be the episode. However, Danny has been having some arm pain recently, and so he went in and had an x-ray this morning, and he has bone spurs in his elbow and potentially a few other places actually. So he is in a lot of pain right now, so he is upstairs resting after a long day of bebopping around with me. He had today off, so we got to go have a little lunch together, go shopping. I got an early birthday present, so you know, this is a little bit new territory. Obviously, the whole premise of this podcast is for Danny and I to kind of, or Danny and me to kind of bounce everything off of each other. And obviously our dynamic is a big part of what this podcast is. However, today I thought I would do a little Amber immersion. So I'm calling this podcast Getting to Know Your Host, Amber Zachum. And eventually we will have Danny do this as well. So you guys will just get to know me a little bit better solo today. And we'll resume, you know, life throws us curveballs. What was our last week's episode about getting off track in relationships? Sometimes life happens and you got to just roll with the punches. So I hope you guys enjoy your time with just Amber today. A little solo sesh, if you will. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about myself. And then I also found these getting to know you questions online from quizbreaker.com. So I'll make sure to put that in the show notes. But I don't actually know the questions I'm going to be answering on that. So it'll be some random questions that I'm going to tell you guys the answers to. I put on my story that people could, you know, write in a random number and they don't know what it's for, but I'm going to use those numbers to be able to answer your questions. And I just got another number in, so I will be answering those. But let's start out with, first of all, I said I got an early birthday present today. My birthday's not till August. It's August 18th. Write that on your calendars. You obviously should know that about me. I was born in Escanaba, Michigan. That is in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. For those of you who aren't familiar with a map of Michigan, sometimes the Upper Peninsula gets cut off or it gets added to Wisconsin. So that's unfortunate for us youpers. But anyway, we persevere. When I was 9-ish years old, my parents got divorced. And a couple years later, my mom, Libby, Chloe, and my stepdad all moved to Appleton, Wisconsin, which is just like 2.5 hours south of Escanaba. It is, if you know anyone listening that's not from the Midwest, Appleton is just like 30 minutes from Green Bay. So most people know Green Bay because of the Packers. Woo, go Pack. So we moved there. I have three sisters, as some of you may or may not know, Libby, who has been on the podcast, and then Chloe and Tilly. So three sisters. Tilly wasn't born yet when we moved from Escanaba to Appleton. That's why I said just the five of us moved. A little background on me growing up. I actually went to Catholic school from preschool through my freshman year of college. And in high school, I was a very odd mix of, I was a cheerleader, I was on the math team, I claimed to be the owner of the softball team, basically being the manager, but I needed a better title. And I was also in German club. So kind of a random mixture of everything that I am. After I graduated high school, I went on to be an au pair in Germany for 6 months. I had planned to stay a full year, but I truly hated it. The family I was living with was just, we just did not have, we just didn't mesh. That's really all it was. I mean, there was nothing innately wrong with anyone. It was just like not the fit for me. I also think that I, my whole life, have been treated like I am so extremely independent. And I definitely am, but I wasn't ready for that. I was not ready to graduate high school and immediately move to a foreign country where I didn't know anyone. And even though I had met a really good friend when I moved there, it just was too much for me. I also, at the time, had a boyfriend, so that kind of influenced me not wanting to stay there as long as I did. And I came home for Christmas and I just couldn't get myself to go back. I feel like if I had a chance now, I think I would probably do things a little differently. But I also have always tried to be extremely true to myself. So at the time, I think it was the right move for me. I wasn't, handling being away and having as much adult responsibility as I had at that point. And college was obviously a much better fit for me. So I said that I went to Catholic school through freshman year of college. I went to DePaul University here in Chicago for 1 year. And even though I absolutely loved DePaul, I would go there again if I was seeking another degree for sure, minus like the money aspect because it's very expensive. But my high school boyfriend and I, we broke up even though he didn't go to DePaul, and I just needed a complete change of pace. We had been dating for 5 years, so I felt like I needed to just figure my shit out. And at the time, Jenny, our color commentator and former roommate, and my cousin Katie, they both went to Central and Central Michigan University. And so I decided, there wasn't a lot of places taking open enrollment at the time when I decided that I needed a change. And I thought, well, that's a good place to maybe get a start, get a fresh start. And I ended up transferring there. I stayed there for my remaining 3 years and I absolutely loved it. I met Danny there. We were 21 when we met, and it was truly like one of the best things that ever happened to me. I feel like even though Central Michigan isn't really something that some place where I would have seen myself, it's a very small town in Michigan. It just a state school, nothing like too particularly special about it. But sometimes I think that was like a really big lesson to me, especially when being such a young adult, was just like some things don't have to be in your plan to be able to have it be something that is like truly life-changing. And it really, really was. It, strengthened my friendships. It allowed me to become who I was separate from my family. And obviously I met Danny, so that was amazing. And I have a bachelor's degree in history with a minor in English. I really thought that I would potentially work in a museum or even go on to get my PhD and become a professor. That's not necessarily off the table at this point, but it wouldn't be in history anymore. It would definitely be in the marketing business sphere. So I'm TBD on the professor. I did teach a college course at a community college here. I obviously was not a professor because I don't have my PhD, but I love teaching. I taught an online course for years as part of my job at MAST. So I don't see teaching being completely off the table for me. It's an opportunity that when it comes along, I really like to say yes to. So I've always considered maybe teaching social media course something at some point. So I would, love to do that. And I still definitely see myself potentially going on to get my PhD in something. There is a such thing as a doctorate of business administration. I recently, as of last spring, earned my MBA in marketing. So MBA is Master's of Business Administration. There is a DBA. So it's not completely off the table, kind of a TBD situation. But aside from, you know, growing up in school, I also absolutely love traveling. I was taken to Italy by my aunt and uncle, my absolute favorite aunt and uncle in the whole world, Aunt Robbie and Uncle Paul. They took me to Italy when I was 14. And basically it's, you know, started my complete love affair with Europe. So I've been to 22 countries since then. And I truly cannot wait to travel internationally again. I'm not really quite ready right now. I know there is openings, but I'm trying to take the pandemic a little slow. And I know that Europe isn't quite as far along in their vaccination process as we are here in the United States. So give it a little time, but I am booked on a river cruise that was supposed to happen last summer, is now happening next summer, going to Amsterdam and Germany. So could be the next time. Never know. I could end up maybe in Ireland before then to see my cousins. You know, more, I guess, moving on with my life. I worked in the travel industry for 7.5 years before starting my own business. So I still do work in the travel industry, but I had various jobs through travel agencies and travel consortiums. My LLC just came through two weeks ago, at this point. So my company is called House Social. House is spelled H-A-U-S. It's the German spelling. So I'm very excited about that. I think this part of my adventure is something that I've been looking forward to for a really long time. And I can't wait to continue sharing that with you guys. Outside of, you know, work and school and all of that kind of stuff, if you're an avid listener of the podcast or are friends with Danny and myself, you know, we have two dogs and a cat. So our cat we got first, his name is George, and then we have a Whippet mix and her name is Penelope, and she doesn't really leave my side much. So she's sitting right next to me while I record this. And then our baby of the family is Lincoln, and she is some sort of terrier mix. She kind of looks like a mini black lab with like a more of a terrier face. We rescued all three of them. Danny and I are big proponents of the adopt, don't shop mantra. We rescued Lincoln from Paws here in Chicago, which is a animal shelter. And then Penelope is from the Appleton Humane Society in Appleton, Wisconsin. And George is actually from the Escanaba, I don't know if it's called the Escanaba Humane Society, but the shelter in Escanaba. So we have really rescued the pets from all over the place, but, you know, we're lovers of animals and our dogs don't truly love each other. And if they did, we would have more dogs, but for now, this is good. Speaking of Escanaba and Appleton in Chicago, I have lived in 6 cities. So in Michigan, I've lived in Escanaba, obviously. I have also lived in Mount Pleasant, which is where Central Michigan University is, and in Detroit. For a year, kind of back and forth between Central Michigan and Detroit while Danny was working there the year after he graduated college. Like I said, I lived in Appleton. We currently live in Chicago. And then I also lived when I was an au pair in a suburb of Munich. It's called Gauting. So that was a lovely town. I would love to go back. I left rather abruptly. So for now, I have not been back. I have been to Germany since, just not back to back to Gauting. Chicago is one of the longest places I've ever lived. We've been here almost 6 years. So obviously I spent ages 0 to almost 12 in Escanaba. And then from 12 until almost 19 in Appleton. And then I bounced around places since then until Danny and I got married at 25. And then I've almost been here 6 years. So our house that we live in now in Chicago is one of the longest places, is the longest place that I've lived since moving out of my parents' house. So we've been here just 2 years and 1 month. So that seems crazy, but you know, is what it is. So that's kind of, you know, just the basics on me. Like I said, I have these questions now that I let people submit random numbers to, and I am going to read you the answers to them. I'm going to answer them honestly. I don't know what these questions are, but thank you for anyone that submitted one. Shout out to my friend On God, because he submitted number 69 with the word obviously. So shout out to On God for that. That made me chuckle. Okay, so the first question asks, what would you change about today? Well, this one, you know, caught me on a good day for this question, because truly, I don't know that I would change anything about today. Danny was home. He had today off. So we got up. We went to buy me a birthday present. I got sandals. We went to lunch at Three Arts at Restoration Hardware, which was delicious. We went and bought him sandals. Big sandals people over here. We had wine at lunch. We came back. I guess the only thing I would change would be Danny's hurt arm, because that's very unfortunate for him. Otherwise, today's been kind of a lovely, relaxing Monday. The next question asks, if you could go back in time 10 years and tell yourself something, what would you say? So that's a very interesting question, because I was 20, almost 21. I had just gone through said breakup with my high school boyfriend. We'd been together 5 years, and he kind of blindsided me, ending the relationship. And aside from one time about a month after the breakup, we haven't spoken since. So it's been 10 years. And I think that at the time it was devastating, and it was so, it was at the time the hardest thing I had ever gone through. And I think if I could go back and talk to myself then, even though I was making good decisions where, you know, I was changing the things in my life that I felt like I needed to give myself the happiness that I wanted, I think I would have just told myself to relax a little bit, and that everything was going to work out better than I had ever even imagined that it would, because it really has. I mean, I feel very blessed in the life that I have, because I have a lot of freedom to make the decisions that I want to make that are going to make me happy. And I feel like the things I thought I wanted, I am glad I didn't get in every case. So just, if you're feeling that way right now, know that things can change pretty rapidly. And looking back is, you know, hindsight is 20/20. I think that's a great expression. The next question asks, what TV shows are you watching right now? I love this question. I recently went on a girls' trip with Kana and Emma, and Emma and I were watching before bed one night America's Next Top Model. So I'm rewatching all like 22 seasons of that, which is great. It's, you know, it's very, of its time, if you will, a little problematic, but, kind of, you know, loving the old school reality TV show, on TV right now. So that's like obviously a show that is no longer on TV. On TV right now, I'm watching Real Housewives of New York, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Potomac that just started. And if you are a Real Housewives fan and you don't watch Potomac, get on that. I'm also watching Family Karma. I just recently got into Below Deck, so watching that. God, I have a lot of shows. And I feel like there's one more, but that's enough, I guess. Where do you most want to visit in the world? I also love this question. So let's see. I change my answer on this a lot, because working in the travel industry, this is a question that's posed all the time in various courses I teach, or just like icebreaker situations. I feel like right now I would love to get back to Europe, so I would love to go back to Ireland. I have always wanted to do like the Scandinavian countries. I would love to go to Finland or Norway. I've been to Stockholm, but it was just a one day. It's like a day stay, stopover. I have always wanted to go to South America. I would love to go to Brazil. I have always wanted to go to Monte Carlo. That's always been a big one on my list. I would love to do all of the tennis opens with Danny. So that's Australia, New York, Paris, and London. So I've been to some of those places, but I've never been to the opens. So those are, some of the top ones. The next question asks, am I a dog person or a cat person? Well, that's easy. I'm both. I think if I had to pick, I would probably want to say I'm a dog person, but like, when I just have George, my life is so pure and simple, so it's very hard for me to decide. I think that I like the love the dogs give. I love that Penelope is always by my side. She's always excited to see me, but the ease of George is a lot different. And Lincoln's kind of a good combination of the two. So she's kind of like the ideal pet. She really likes to spend time on her own, but she's also a big cuddler. So, I can go back and forth on if I'm a dog or cat person or not, but it's truly both. I love my Bubba so much. Next question. What do you like best and least about school? I love school. I would, if I could be a forever student, I would. And, in some capacities, I think I probably will be. But I would say the thing I like best is just learning more about things that I'm very interested in, especially like, leaving high school and getting, college is such a different experience because you're actually learning things that interest you. I love studying language. I loved learning German. I love history so much. And then what I like least are just, I think, tests in general. I've never found it to be, even though I've always done really well in school, I've always been like, I always call myself like an A minus student because I always wanted the A, and but an A minus was good enough for me. So like, I didn't, if I could get like a 90, what's an A minus, like a 90%, that was good enough. I didn't need like 100 or a 95. So tests were out. Yeah, I just didn't love them. I'd rather write a paper. I don't really love to study. I just cram to know the stuff for the test and then move on. Whereas like, if I have to write a paper, I actually learn the information that I'm writing about. Sort of. What is one weird fact or tidbit that you still remember from school? Oh, this is such a good question. As someone who loves a good fun fact or tidbit, I'm feeling like this is stumping me. Well, I remember during the equinox, you can balance an egg on its end because of the way like the earth is spinning. And I know I've tried it sense and I like can't do it. So that was that's like a random thing. So when the equinox comes around, I don't know if it has to be the, was it fall and spring equinox? Oof, God, this is a horrible fun fact. I don't even know why I'm sharing this one. I don't know if it has to be like one or the other or if you can do it on both, but maybe it's winter and spring or winter and summer equinox. Shh. Sorry, guys. This is a horrible answer. Well, try it out. Google it, try it out. Do you prefer closed door offices or open concept layouts and why? Well, as someone who has truly never worked in an office, I did for a small amount of time when we lived in Appleton, but I have been home-based ever since. So, of my 7.5 years in the workforce, I have been either partially at home or fully at home for about 7 of those years. So I don't know. I feel like if I envision myself, like if my company were to grow and I decided to work out of an office, I would like an open concept with the option of having like closed door. So kind of like a hybrid workspace. I know that I would like an office where if I needed to shut the door, I could. But then, especially in my line of work, social media and marketing, like collaboration is kind of key. So I would probably want open concept for that matter. What is the most beautiful thing you have ever seen in nature? I feel like there's a lot of beautiful things I've seen. Even though I fucking hated the hike that we did in Gatlinburg, I feel like I loved seeing like the moss growing on the sides of the rocks. It's so, and then there's like these little baby waterfalls that run down them. We swam in a hot spring in Greece where like you can rub the mud on yourself. Although that kind of reminds me of one of the scenes in Griswold's Family Vacation, but like the new remake. They're like rubbing it on themselves, and it's like actually like a sewage dump. So that's kind of disgusting. The Cliffs of Moher were beautiful in Ireland. Greece's landscape in general is amazing. I'm not really like an outdoorsy person, so these, you know, things that I've seen are amazing, but not like super into nature, if you will. In one sentence, how would you sum up the internet? That is a great question. I would say a useful tool for those who use it wisely. And that's all I can truly say. I think that the internet can be great and it can also be the downfall of many. I'm getting down to my last three questions. I'm just checking my social media to make sure no one else has responded. We got another 69 from Savile Miley. So this is the 69 question. Where do you see yourself living when you retire? That's actually a really great question. I don't know. That's something I've never thought about before. It's definitely not something I've ever been asked. I love Chicago so much. I feel like for the time being, I see myself here, but I also think it will really depend, you know, if Danny and I have kids. It would maybe a little bit depend on where they end up. If they ended up like in Europe, I could see our, you know, me and Danny following them there. Or if they ended up somewhere in the US that we loved, I could also see that. If I had to pick, you know, with nobody else's influence, I love Charleston a lot. I just don't know if I could live in the South. If I were to live in Europe and I was retired, I might do some kind of like warmer destination like the South of France. But that's pretty bougie of me, so we'll have to see how li where life takes me on that one. What's a movie you can practically qu quote from start to finish? Well, fun fact about me is I love like a terribly rated movie. So like if Rotten Tomatoes gives it like a 10, that like a 10%, that's awesome for me. I can pretty much fully quote the movie White Chicks, another very problematic movie of its time, but I put it on the other night to fall asleep because I love it. Mean Girls is another one. That one I feel like everyone our age can quote. And anytime it's on TV, I stop and watch it. Another little fun fact about me, my two favorite movies of all time are When Harry Met Sally and You've Got Mail. So those ones are pretty quotable by myself as well. And finally, our final question is, tell me an embarrassing yet funny story. I've definitely told plenty of embarrassing stories on this podcast before. You know, I've revealed some things to you guys. When the first time Libby and Saville and I went to New York together, we were staying at this cute little boutique-y bougie hotel like right in Midtown, and I, you know, I was single for like 6 months at this time. I was like ready to like go out in New York. I was 21, like fashion was my life. And I had on like a pair of heels, like these little like black booties, and this whole getup, and Libby and Sable and I are walking down like the main stairs in the hotel that lead from like there's like a guest restaurant and then lobby, and I fell down the whole flight, like the entire thing, on the phone with my dad actually while it was happening. Never missed a beat, handed Libby the phone, and then I just like popped up, which if anyone has ever seen me fall, That's kind of my signature is although I fall semi-frequently, I'm known for my pop-up. And I had a bruise on my shin for like years because of that. It was insane the amount of pain that I went through from that fall, and it's still something that we talk about pretty frequently to this day. So that's definitely signature Amber is just fall and maybe get up. So as I get older, the pop-up has gotten a little slower. But that is it for me. I am gonna save this little quiz and let Danny have a similar situation than me. You know, it's probably gonna be a few weeks, or maybe we'll do it at an opportune time when I'm unavailable to record a podcast. But that I've enjoyed getting to tell you guys a little bit about myself today. Thank you for anyone who sent in a random number for me to be able to answer questions about. I appreciate you guys always being so supportive. We, as of recording, have hit 8,000 downloads, and we're so excited to get to that 10,000 mark. So if you haven't shared the podcast with your friends and family, please, we would love you to share it with them. If my parents can handle listening to the podcast, yours can, I promise. And if you want to listen to more episodes, you can join our Patreon, patreon.com/relationshipgoalsqm. Make sure to follow us on social media if you're not already. And I guess cheers. Cheers to me because it's my episode. And this is Amber-centric. So I love you guys so much. I'm missing my co-host on this a lot. I'm hoping he's feeling better in the days to come. And with that, I want to just say have a good fucking day.